On Wednesdays, our business news focus is the workplace. A nursing shortage has forced a widespread recruitment effort to attract nurses from other countries, including India and the Philippines. But because the immigration process for their prospective employees has become so lengthy and restrictive, some hospitals are beginning to rethink that strategy. They say that recruiting foreign nurses is almost more trouble than it's worth. NPR's David Shaper reports.
About 6 years ago, the healthcare system Healtheast in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area was facing a critical nursing shortage.
We had a vacancy rate at that time of a little over 10%, which was rather high for us.
Trudy Knipke Campbell is director of workforce planning for Healtheast.
So we needed to do something to reduce our expenses and provide better care and better staffing to our patients.
Like many other healthcare systems, Healtheast started recruiting nurses from the Philippines, a country with similar language, educational, and training standards as the U.S. One of the first recruits was Michael De Vera.
Sir Klein.
Hi.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
My name is Mike. Remember me from last
time? Sure, I sure do.
De Vera is a night nurse at St. John's Hospital in suburban Maplewood, Minnesota. Though he's only been in the U.S. for 3 years, he was recently named Healtheast's Employee of the Year. That's small consolation when he remembers the process he and his wife Elizabeth went through to get here. He says it was long, tedious, full of exams, volumes of paperwork, and a gut-wrenching wait for a visa, especially after September 11th when he says their new lives in America were put on hold.
It's scary. It may or may not happen.
The immigration process took nearly 2 full years from the time the De Veras were offered nursing jobs with Healtheast to the time they arrived in Minnesota. For others, the process has taken up to 4 years. In the meantime, Healtheast's Trudy Knipke Campbell says all she and other administrators could do was wait.
Well, I started to avoid going to meetings because everywhere I went, and Deb will attest to this, people were saying, Trudy, when are they coming? Like, I don't know. They're coming, trust me. No one believed that they really existed.
While waiting, Knipke Campbell says Healtheast lost many of their recruits to hospitals in Ireland, the United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, and other countries that also face nursing shortages. All totaled, she says Healtheast was able to get just 35 of the 100 Filipino nurses who'd accepted offers to work for them. So with the domestic supply of nurses increasing and the nurse shortage not so critical, Healtheast is now putting the brakes on efforts to hire nurses from other countries. And it's not the only healthcare system reducing overseas recruiting efforts, according to Carla Lugero of the American Hospitals Association.
There has been, I guess, over the past couple of years, increasing difficulties in recruiting internationally educated nurses from all over the world.
Lugero says the number of employment-based visas granted by the U.S. each year is limited to 140,000, a cap already reached this year. And individual countries are capped, too. She says Congress recently provided for 50,000 additional EB visas to be earmarked specifically for nurses this year, a one-time step to ease the current backlog of nurses waiting to enter the country. But Lugero says without significant immigration policy reform in the next few years, the problem will only get worse.
We've got kind of the perfect storm coming because we've got baby boomers who are about to retire and who are going to need health care. Among that group, we have baby boomer nurses who are also getting ready to retire. So they're going to be coming out of the system.
Lugero says domestic nursing programs are now full and many have waiting lists. But with a shortage of faculty and training facilities, they aren't able to turn out enough graduates to meet demand. When combined with the current immigration constraints, it produces a shortage of nurses the Labor Department projects to grow to 800,000 nationwide by 2012. David Shaper, NPR News.